Uh-oh.
Did they break your Wi-Fi too?
Spicy nugs over there?
Yeah, who cut your Wi-Fi router?
Yeah, I got spicy nugs, dude.
I mean, make sure my Wi-Fi is off, actually. Yeah.
Well, Larry's still here on his 7 devices.
He's seven.
Larry was on morning this morning, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to go down with him. I intended on going down with him this morning and staying for in hot water, but I couldn't with work.
He was dead.
Oh, yeah, we are live.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. Cool. Yeah, sorry, guys. I still got the 10-year-old Apple Mac, but it fucking works, all right? At least it's not smashed, all right?
That's right.
It's, you know, the screen is very delicate, very delicate. Crazy weekend. A lot of fun, man. Matt Mead put on the final show of the year. People turned up. People turned out. Fun party. You care to go?
Yeah, in? All four of us were there. The first time.
The live podcast went to shit. Who cares? There's too much going on. People want to get high. We want to get drunk. We want to sit around and make jokes. Who the fuck has time to set up a podcast during that situation, right?
I want to try to get unblocked by free hams. You know?
Yeah. You want to be out front, like with free hams, when the show's going on. Yeah, lot going on. I was at the end of the night, I was fucking out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was mush brained. I wasn't drunk or high by the time I left, but just driving home, I was like, I couldn't even think straight.
Oh, yeah, I was horizontal 90% of the time yesterday. Literally, that's not exaggerating.
Just crawling on the floor like an invalid by the end of the night.
Yeah. Good. I had
he
a great time.
He was crawling on the floor right when we got there. Pauly Castro busted out a 48% THC joint. Me, him, and Stancil smoked it. He coughed himself onto the ground on the porch.
I mean, oh, that's right.
Is that the type of thing you pull out at a party like that? Like, I would never smoke that at a party.
Matty P is a fucking gangster, man.
He's a legend.
He really is. He looks, he's a wild boy, that guy.
Yeah.
He's something.
Steve Conti,
who's joining
I thought
us,
I saw Steve? You there.
Who's
I thought
here,
I
Steve?
Saw you.
Is the show on? Are we going?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, cool.
How you doing, Steve?
Awesome. Thanks for having
Steve
me on,
Steve Conti, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Compound.
Pleasure. So I wanted to know right away, Matt, who fucking broke your TV? Because that's all I saw from the weekend.
All right, I'm down to two people now. I was, the whole situation, I had a little tantrum, let's just say.
I saw that video, too.
Woo! So we were... The show ended. I noticed during the show that my fucking ex-girlfriend showed up to the show without, like, unbeknownst to me.
She had a derby hat on to boot.
Ugh.
Yeah, awful.
Ugh. Awful.
Yeah, straight out of a fucking vineyard.
Ex with a derby. Does she do things like that often? Just show up at your stuff?
Yes.
Shows up at the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
And
I can vouch.
I mean, we were relatively like kind of trying to be friends still, which never works.
You got to block them immediately. You don't have a choice. Otherwise, they're gonna know what's going on. Oh my God, he's having a party! I gotta get over there see who he's with. Yeah.
So
next thing
if you're gonna have a party and if there's any chance of you like even hooking up with another girl, her being there is the biggest cock block.
Yeah, funny you say that, Steve.
I feel like this is what happened. I feel like I already know what the story is.
So I had a girl there that I've just been
Wait a minute. Sorry, me. Steve, tell us what happened. You tell us what happened. Because I like and then we'll and then
yeah,
me
yeah,
can
Okay. So from what it sounds like, your ex-girlfriend was at a party you were throwing at your house for God knows what real fucking reason. There was probably another girl or something that you were like hooking up with that night.
Something.
Your ex-girlfriend made a scene.
Yep.
Broke your TV, and then, I mean, I feel like that's the whole thing, no?
I think that's probably part of it. I don't know if it was her for sure, but we, like, two people said that she basically said she was going to do it. And
who's the other culprit?
Why would she go for the TV
and not
culprit. Like your
Who Bob Levy stomped out?
The other culprit is Zoltan.
Who Bob Levy stomped out? Who your
that's
Bob
the guy that
stomped?
Bob Levy fought.
Yes, correct.
Wait, so Bob Levy fought Zoltan?
Yes, dude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
That's so hilarious.
He was there like high on synthetic heroin and fucking
I knew he looked
drunk.
Fucked up.
Ooh. He was on Suboxone, cocaine, and I met him at like 4 p.m. Like right, it was during Chrissy Mayer's set. So maybe what, fourth person who went up, maybe like 4:30. He comes up to me and Pauly Castro was smoking a cigarette with my wife on the front steps. And he's like, I'm fucking hammered right now. And it was like 4:30. Matt goes, dude, you got coke in your nose. And he literally had to like brush coke out
oh
of his fucking
oh my God.
So that was like 3.5 hours prior.
Yeah, and then so events. So the party escalated. I got pissed when she fucking made a scene. punched my door through this little bill tomorrow.
Didn't break. I'll have everyone know
that. My brief appearance on Chrissy's post-show podcast.
Yeah, that was great.
I saw that.
And yeah. So I was trying to do damage control with the girl upstairs, like,
and ended up doing damage.
Right. So, and then I go downstairs and I don't find out the TV's broken until later that night when everybody's left. I go to turn it on and the fucking corner is snapped in half. So fucking somebody just pushed it off, off the stand and it cracked. But
you were watching TV after the party?
I went downstairs to watch TV after the party, like when it was over, just like when I was about to like go to bed.
Yeah. Is the girl still there?
Yes.
Atta
so,
boy.
Okay. So I saved that situation.
I saw a little bit of that.
Oh, you're a hero.
But I guess it happened when I was upstairs trying to do dance.
Tough man.
Marshall Bropri texted me a picture of when he walked downstairs after hearing it crash and like took a picture of it just sitting on its side, like fucking on the floor. So it obviously like hit.
Yeah, I saw that when I couldn't find you. Yeah, it must have been when you were upstairs and saw it on its face.
Everybody heard it break, and apparently those two were the only ones in the like downstairs at that time. So obviously
I heard two smashes. I heard the
one was
I was sitting on the couch right next to the front door when everything happened. That's where I was at.
Yeah, one was me.
Yeah, I heard two smashes. I looked over, I saw the door, and then I heard another smash. Now, everybody said that second smash was from Bob Levy, but I can't see a fist fight causing a smash.
No. That was the chair that I hurled at the fence.
What did the chair? Oh, so the chair hit the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, that one that's on video, Ski. You can see both of them and hear both of them clearly on Chris's live stream.
I was far away, dude. I was all the way in the house.
Like, yeah. I saw and heard both of them. I was literally facing the door on Chrissy's podcast. So I heard and saw him come out and then saw the whole thing. Yeah.
The chair muttered something under its breath as I was passing. So.
I was going to say, why? I missed the part where you said why you smashed the door in the chair, because this was before the TV, no?
Oh, it was in lieu of like hurting someone.
A temper tantrum.
He was long story short, she was basically cock blocking you and the chick, right? She correct. Basically was going up.
She was interrupting a party.
Correct. Well, she also came to the party to start shit, is basically what happened. So
yeah, she had an agenda in her mind. Yeah. She didn't come to see somebody set.
Beyond that, good. Yeah. I was beyond that.
She wanted to fuck with you and she wanted
I
to fight Bob
Levy. I lost my cool. It doesn't happen a lot, but yeah, so that happened, and then my TV got fucking smashed. But the best part of the night was that it was literally Bob Levy getting in an ultimate fight, like in my side yard.
Yeah, I heard it went all the way to the ground. I didn't see it.
It went all the way to the ground. Bob Levy just throwing haymakers at this guy on his side, like
fuck
TKO,
screaming, "I'm your daddy, bitch!"
Hell yeah!
Paulie came in, big 6'5" Matt Paulie came up and gripped them both up and was like, "You're done." He said, "Everyone was just letting it go. Just 10 people."
Yeah, I was watching on the porch.
I was breaking it up. I was pulling Zoltan off of Bob because Bob was gonna fucking kill him.
Yeah, yeah, Bob was on fire, man. Like he was like, I was like, damn, dude, what about all that neck pain you were having? Because he was fucking beating his ass.
I was like, well, that's his insurance company.
He did say his back hurt today. Yeah, just
I know. Yeah, yeah, you have to say that.
But
you got a neck brace now.
Bob Levy was standing up for his old son. And
his old son. Think 6 months ago, Mead, did you ever think Bob Levy would be bashing skulls in?
Yeah.
To protect your honor in your backyard.
It's a strange turn of events, but
it's strange because like you would think that at a party like that, starting so early, that after their sets they may mingle, but then they're out of there at the end of the night. Pat Dixon, Bob Levy, they're all there. They're beating each other up. They're beating up people, playing pianos and shit. Anything can happen. A lot of drugs, a lot of booze. I mean,
first of all, Pat Dixon is the best person to have at any party because he's like. He's from like the old West or like he's from different time periods. So he can like play a saloon, you know, he got the stand up thing. Like,
dude, I thought I was in Westworld. I go in to get a beer or take a piss and it's like, it's like the cantina in Star Wars. You're just lighting up your piano, dude.
Also wearing a cowboy hat, his signature cowboy hat from what I saw.
Yep. Right. I fucking love it, man.
Rodeo hat.
He's the best. And he's always cool. He's always, you know, he's always cool, calm, collect, fucking, you know, best person to have at a party.
I guess the best thing to happen at your own thrown party is the only person to act outlandish is the host. I mean, if I was throwing a party, I wouldn't want any of the attendees to act like assholes. So I'm going to act like the asshole. You know, it's my house.
Yeah. Just trying to set an example.
Right.
A host through and through.
Look, I can do it. Get it out of the way and nobody else can.
Yeah, man.
What other host is going to host the whole show and then do your dirty one?
I think you would have been just as irate if you were in my scenario.
Yeah.
Wow. How's the grill doing?
Yeah. Oh, I told you when I got there, that was a nice grill, dude. I hope you didn't break it.
Oh, no. I fixed the entire thing.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
How'd you break the grill?
I have a dent popper for like automobiles to get like, you know, the fucking thing they use.
Yeah.
They're dense. So I use
that. What it's for.
He also punched his grill, Steve. I heard you ask that question.
Yeah, I wanted to. I figured.
I just put a Hulk fist.
Yo, Tom, the fucking pork, man. Shit.
This door grill, chair.
Yeah, but big thanks to obviously the usual players. I'm sad you couldn't make it, Steve, but we had, you know, everybody from the Compound family was there.
There was somebody there that looked like Steve.
Yeah,
Steve, you can just come up and hang out tomorrow if you want.
Right. Well, I don't know if you do anything right now if you want to just come over.
We're going to have a day tomorrow.
Right. You're on your phone, right? Just bring it with you.
Actually, yeah, Polly, when Polly was on, he came and smoked a blunt after this. That was so it's been done, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I got to work in the morning, but I can see.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great time, great night. And really that was a cherry on top, you know. At the end
nothing
came of it. There was no cops. So all
me and,
well
me and TJ, we were sitting on the couch and we heard the bangs and we immediately knew like some shit was going on. We just busted out laughing. Because we used to like, you know, I don't drink anymore. So like, and TJ really wasn't getting fucked up. So we're sitting there and we're like, oh, here it goes. Like the shenanigans, every party's going to have it if you let it go on too long.
Oh yeah.
So we were talking about it beforehand. Then we heard the bangs and we're like, here it is.
Yeah. I think it would have gone off without a hitch if it weren't for the old X.
Oh, it definitely would have for sure.
But
I would say easy rule is she's banned from future parties. No more ex-girlfriend at house parties.
We should set up like some kind of trap. Like if they show up, like a set of rules. Bungee pit? Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking. I'm an idiot.
Like a
pistol just thinking
trap where you shoot her right in the head when she shows up.
Yeah. Right.
A gun trap.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sophisticated. It's just a hole with leaves and mesh on it or something.
What are you gonna get to lure her in though? You said she's like a rich cunt. What are you gonna get?
Just put Mead's cock on the other side. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Just put a boat.
It's just your dick sticking up like a periscope under some leaves, dude.
Just me and a girl standing shoulder to shoulder looking like they're having fun at the other
end. A cardboard cutout?
Yeah. Well, you should get a cardboard cutout of her and put it on the stage and be like, if you see this person, please inform the host.
Like a scarecrow?
Yeah. Yeah. So that she's technically already there.
There you go, Fens.
Yeah,
thank you. Nice. Thank you, Jim.
I heard that.
Thank you. I heard it too. Ha ha. Hey!
It's a fucking Jeb Bush. Please clap.
Please clap. Good shit.
Anything else wild happened? That was probably the precipice.
Well, wait, Matt. You said there were two suspects. There was the ex-girlfriend.
It was her and Zoltan, I think, ultimately.
Zoltan is like your cuck chauffeur. Steve.
I did see Zoltan go downstairs a few times. As I was sitting on the couch.
But there's a bathroom down there. There was a million people. I use that to piss like every time.
But nobody else would do that.
No, yeah, why would there was literally 0% problems? Even like people who disliked each other and just ignored each other. Like everyone was cool, everyone was friendly, everyone had a great fucking time. That was it.
Everybody who came to the show was fucking definitely A++ material. So well, they're giving one or two fringe players there.
Yeah. But even at a party, there's always like at least like a weird energy between two people. Like they just, you know, even if nothing goes on, there's none
names,
of that.
Paul. Name fucking names. Yeah,
name some names.
No, I'm saying there was none of that. I'm saying you go to a normal party, even if nothing pops off, there's usually like two guys who don't like each other, two girls who end up not liking each other. And, you know, even if nothing happens, but
that's what
none
we need at the next one, dude. We need a good cat fight.
I would have been great.
Well, we almost had that.
Yeah. That would have been great.
Yeah. That would have been that. Nobody would stop at that.
No. Matt Policastro with his dick in his hand. You wouldn't even fucking broke it up.
I had mine in my hand for Bob Levy fighting.
Yeah, I wish I would have seen that.
Fuck, I wish I saw that, dude.
When I heard Bob Levy got into a fight, I was just, with who? Barry Ribs? Like, who the fuck is he fighting?
It would be funny.
Yeah, he did well, man.
But apparently, this Zoltan guy's a younger fella who got his ass handed to him.
Yeah,
he's in his 30s,
40-something.
He's a lot younger than Bob. At least
he's like the pretty boy type, right? Like he's got the slick back hair, the vest.
He like tried giving us his business card. He gave one to Pauly Castro. I was like, get the fuck out
hey,
of here.
Hey, man, I mean, he used it for Coke. On occasion, he's not like that.
But, I've hung with him before. He's fine, but
his name is all riled he's not, up. But I'll take your word for it.
His name is pretty dope. What's his business?
I don't know. I'm not going to say. I don't want to fucking.
Yeah.
We have respect for these. You know, we don't.
Starting fights with older men, incorporated.
Yeah. Oh, shout out Billy Tardy, man. I finally met Billy Tardy. And
Billy Tardy's the shit.
I told Billy him when Ross. I met him. He's been in our chat room forever. I thought Billy Tardy was a different person this whole time. So that's why I've never responded to the chats. It was somebody I didn't want to get riled up, like I thought knew about my show. So he introduced himself to me at the secret show, and I was like, "Oh fuck, dude, what's up?" Like, I'm sorry, man. Because I'm like, he said some funny shit in the chat before, and I'm just like, always ignored it.
Oh, Billy's a legend. Fucking hilarious.
Cool.
He's a good dude. I know him. Billy.
I've heard of him though.
Yeah, he's a compound regular.
Yeah. Badass dude, punk rocker, classic. We talked for like an hour. What else happened? The Muay Thais are strong.
Tony told me I look like I lost weight, and I'm still riding high off of that.
He's so in the chat nice. Right now, yeah.
It's because you were wearing a
shout out, Tony.
Yeah, man. You did. I never seen you before, but yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I've never seen you.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll tell you. Are you going to say I've never seen you before, but you're fatter than I remember?
Maybe, dude. I don't know. Some
fucking piece of feet.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Tony was cool as fuck. Ellis from Philly, fucking Big A, all the comedians, fuck, everyone was great, man. Everyone was cool.
Hey, Crumbomb says if he ever comes to a secret show, he's going to take a couple Upper Deckers.
Yeah, okay. I'll get Levy to bash his skull in if he does that, then. Levy ready to go.
Yeah,
I don't even need me. It used to be me. Now you just got Levy, his dad.
I would be worried about a Bob Levy crowd. They would be the ones to take an Upper Decker. Have you checked the top of your tanks, Mead?
Yeah, there's no fucking trinkets left over.
I mean, it wasn't Costcob at the end of the day. Now, okay, we don't.
Yeah,
you don't know, stupid.
Oh no, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, I picked up Barry Ribs at the train on the way.
He talked about Barry Ribs got fucked up. Barry Ribs was loving it. He's had the time of his life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
he was to that. How was he?
Fucked up.
Hilarious.
He wild was boy.
Unreal, dude. Yeah. Him and my wife talked for like an hour straight. He's the fucking man, dude.
During Chrissy's set, he walked up and sat on this rock that was right behind her, and it was just on his phone. So, like, everybody, like, you know, whenever Barry gets lost in something on his phone, he's probably watching porn. I generally think he was watching porn up there on that rock, because about 10 to 15 minutes later, he left the rock, grabbed his backpack, and disappeared, and then came back.
Went in the bathroom?
I don't know what he was doing, but I mean.
Chugged one out?
He was into that phone for a minute. And, it, you know, I don't know.
Hello. Yo, 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 I'm checking out these big, heavy naturals back here.
Yo, Chrissy told me.
Black boobs.
Chrissy told me I'm doing Wet Spot next week again, yo. I got to find a new star.
Kiara.
I got to meet her. Kiara Edwards, yo.
Loves Kiara Edwards.
I don't remember when we had her on, but her connection fucked up.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what? You were on the boat. You were on the boat, hammer.
Yeah, okay.
That's one of the first episodes. What's up, Mike Soki? Mike Soki's lost weight. That's who's lost some weight.
Soki weighs less than me now.
Great.
Yeah. Good looking bull. Him and Frank. Dude, it was funny. Him and Frank was sitting in two chairs in the front room, like, next to each other. And they're just talking, you know, and then like Frank's like, so what's your name? You know, and he's like, Mike. And then Frank's like, are you Soki? And he's like, yeah, they had like a conversation for like 20 minutes. Wow. Me and TJ were laughing so hard, like, oh my God, these two are in the fucking flesh after so much Twitter beef.
I forgot it. About that completely. And then Timmy told me the story the next day, that exact story you just said, with like the tension between them two.
Dude, you can feel it, man. It's so good.
So funny, dude.
They made the peace, right? They left all right.
They made the peace. Yeah, yeah. Frank's a good dude, man. I like that.
Frank's
like Frank.
A good egg.
Good egg. What do I got?
Chrissy's just hustling. God bless her. She's on the grind.
She is out there grinding. I hopped on her stream. I was like, fuck, look at all these viewers.
Whoa.
What do we need to do?
What are you doing here?
Hey, what are you fucking piece of shit? Looks like I'm rubbing it in my face. I was going to ask you what you're eating. I thought I recognized what I saw over there.
What's going on? Doing all right?
Ooh. Wow. Is that a BM?
Is that the J Balvin meal?
The BM that turns into a BM.
Yeah.
I know about BMs.
It's just delicious.
It's never not a BM.
Black men.
You guys seen that J Balvin commercial? If you watch football.
Where are you? Are you in a garage as well? Because
I am. The worst, Ansel, the worst.
What's that?
Go ahead, Mead.
I don't know if you can hear me because of my connection. Are you in a garage too?
I'm in the Raj. I'm in the car hold.
Hell yeah.
Fuck, I'm in the garage.
You got a Belushi. Oh, nice, dude. He's going to rip one up.
Three of us are in a garage, so that gives you the state of this podcast.
I'm in a basement surrounded by concrete, and it looks like I got cum on my ski mask.
Yeah, Crumb says you gotta wash that fucking thing now.
Special sauce?
I got three of them. It's all right. Yeah, I got the special sauce. I told the lady at McDonald's no sauce, but she barely spoke any English.
Yeah, just like J Balvin.
Oh,
what's the other one? They got sauce. Travis Barker meal. What's that other celebrity one?
Big Mac, if you don't want the sauce, you just want that weird middle bun? Oh,
I didn't want the sauce because I knew I was gonna eat it on the show.
Oh, you take that middle bun out? I take that middle bun out.
You do? No, I haven't had a Big Mac.
I leave it in.
Yeah, you leave it in.
If I'm getting a Big Mac, I want the middle bun.
Yeah, get a quarter pounder.
Otherwise,
it's just
a quarter pounder.
Is that your go-to, Steve? What's your regular McDonald's order? You smoke like three of those things, and you make an order.
A regular, a poor person's McDonald's order. I go to the fucking value menu now. It used to be the dollar menu.
Yeah.
I get a... whatchamacallit? A couple McDoubles.
Nice.
A couple McChickens and two large fries.
I feel you on the two large fries.
Throw some nugs in there from time to time.
Good egg. Yes. Always two large fries. I like to use
those French fries. The French fries are why I go to McDonald's. Everything 100%. Else is
really?
Secondary to me.
I've always thought those French fries are like fucking compared drugs. Compared to the other two.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I mean, no, I would say this. McDonald's is better than Wendy's.
I would have put Wendy's.
Burger King is trash.
Burger King has the best fries.
Yeah,
the
square fries. Oh, shut the fuck up. Fuck this guy.
Completely.
I would have put Wendy's.
The worst uptake I've ever heard on French fries in my life.
Ripping. Are you kidding me?
At one time, Wendy's fries were good. They suck now.
They changed them to be like all healthy meat, and they do suck.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wendy's fries used to be fucking top dog when they were super salty.
Yeah.
Now they're fucking just normal. McDonald's is back in the top spot.
McDonald's is like... the fries, I'll still eat them. They're good, but Burger King, I hate how they went to the
fat
ones.
What are you talking about? They're like
ones.
Square, like crunchy, but not, and they're never
I don't
salted.
Like how they're fat, but the old Burger King fries were way, but they're still good. Whatever they put on them is better than McDonald's.
Burger King French toast sticks now.
Are you guys allowed to
they're
eat fast
okay
food
to bed.
In the control room at Compound? Are you guys back there smashing burgers?
Oh, yeah, you guys are afternoon now.
Yeah, we're drugs in there. Fast. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm in the morning still. Garrett is doing the night shift.
Yeah, Drew.
So,
well, they switched.
But you're on in hot water though. No, I seen you.
Yeah,
fucking,
I work.
I watched like 3 days ago. You were on doing tall Indian guy, like really tall Indian dude.
Oh, Gujar. I do 9 a.m. to 3:30 when in hot water ends, and then Drew comes in.
Okay. Yeah.
Steve is really, you're honest, and I'm not just blowing smoke, but Steve, you're basically, you've almost, and it's not a slight to the other dudes because they kill it, but you're kind of the rising star in hot water the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, man.
Fucking killing the characters.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I fucking love it. Who's your,
what that is, I'm definitely having some of the most fun on the show. So that like definitely comes through, and I'll just do retarded shit, and it makes everybody, it makes me laugh. So like, that's all that is.
Fuck yeah, dude. I remember when you were like a intern or whatever you started, and then you were the new guy. You barely said two words. Now you're doing fucking bits and shit like a year or two later, however long it's been. It's fucking sick, man.
Yeah, how long has it been? Did you come on for, what's his name? Johnny, what's his name? Who's other?
John Serino.
Am I blanking?
Oh, yeah, the kid got fired. Who
that's
always
who you came
late on the train.
For?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about
that. Yeah, he's
that
always
guy.
Late.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was interning when he got canned, so they kind of threw me into a lot of what he was doing. And I didn't talk much at first, not because I didn't want to do silly shit. Like, the only reason I'm at comedy job in comedy, I've been like what you guys are doing. I think this shit is just too much fun.
It really
so
is, man.
So I've always wanted to be just on the shows doing shit, but I was like, I'm new. If I just start going off at the mouth every day and just chiming in, they're like, who the fuck is this faggot?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, who are you, Drew?
What's that nice? Drew's a very nice guy. I like
I like Drew. I've hung out with Drew a bunch now. Just breaking balls, but yeah.
Yeah, they were the ones who had to tell me that he was cool, because like I only knew him as like Gillis and them shitting on him on a fair one
for being so fucking
bad. But they're like, no, we hung out with him. He's wicked cool. Like, you know, da, da, da. I was like, all right, I'll take your word for it. I never
knew. He's a fun guy.
I met him before as well, but we had quite a night Friday night in AC. Me and you, Steve, and Drew was there. We had a hell of a time. Pulled a I went all night. You went pretty goddamn close.
We were at like 4 a.m, 4:30. By that time, Drew was doing like the heroin gangsta lean. He was fucked up.
He got real hood. He really blended in with the scenery.
Stantle came back to the room and was like, well, I'm not going to bed if you are. And then out came some Devil's Dandruff, and we were on the boardwalk.
Nice.
Devil's Dandruff and Psycho Blobblin or whatever mushrooms are made of. And
me and the boy Stancil were just doing that out in the open on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Because everybody else was selling the drugs. So we were just doing them.
They were selling worse than that, let me tell you.
Nice.
It was a little tiny stamp. So we're not talking about the post office.
No, we were. Hey, this we were is my sister. Compared to
Do
that
you like
place.
My sister? $10.
Yeah.
I got offered a guy's sister, man.
Did you really?
No, I did in Mexico one time, but not.
And then we had, I'm a little upset, Steve. Big Al, we met a guy, Big Al, who is, I don't even know, but he never called in, huh? Oh, boy.
Big Al's there.
were you currently in my garage?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little, Steve.
Oh, he's
what
stuck.
The fuck?
He's going into the Matrix, dude.
Technical difficulties. He's fixed, and we'll fix it up.
We got it.
Am I here? What the fuck? You're it was here. Fucking fine.
Go. That's better.
There you go.
I'm fixing it for you.
Am I back?
You're back. The cloud must have flew over the house.
Those goddamn Chinese with their 5G.
The Chinese are sending them fucking satellites over here.
They're giving me COVID and making my phone spazzy.
I got ball cancer. How do you get that?
5G.
Fuck 5G. I'm going back to Cricket Wireless, fucker.
Get that 6G, make your eyes even slantier.
At 6G, you make your eyes close if you ain't got your mask on.
So I'm sorry, before my phone took an ass, Stancil, you were saying about Big Al.
Yeah, he never called in, huh?
We called him once and he didn't pick up. We
that fucking
call
piece
again.
Of
call,
shit.
Call him right now.
Do we have his number handy?
Hit him up.
I have his number on my phone. How do I call? I don't even want to do it on my phone. My
I'll call him. Hold on,
now.
Let me hook it up to the soundboard.
Yeah, so we met anyway. While he's doing that, buying some time.
I'm gonna grab some cigarettes too, so just keep it going.
Buying some time. So we met Big Al. This is when we were hanging out outside, and I was staying at the Hard Rock down the street because I'm not trash, but really because Victor paid for it. The Clurge. Look out, Clurge. I'm in Bird.
Fancy hotel.
Yeah, it was fancy,
Aaron
all right.
Bird hooked it up with the Clurge. The Bird hooked up.
Where'd you stay, Steve?
Right, I got
the
phone number ready to go.
No, they stayed at the Clurge.
I stayed one day at the Clurge.
The Clurge?
I got kicked out. I had to stay
Did you
at
get
the
kicked
safe.
Out? You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the people there.
What could I have done there?
Yeah, right.
So we were hanging out, and this wild boy, this guy pulls up in a stretch limo.
A stretch Lincoln MKT, a livery vehicle, usually for funerals.
Yes, and he just jumps out unsolicited. We're hanging out on the sidewalk, like six of us, and he just starts going off. Hey, you guys want to go to I know the best. You want a massage? I know the best massage places around. He had his tie on. He was like unkempt. The tie was like halfway undone. But he knew all the best massage places.
He looked like he was too fat to do the tie right, even. Like, his suit was all disheveled because he was fat, and even the tie was just like, I don't fit.
So I got back to the room the next day, and I told Victor about this, and this guy is just well-known about town, apparently. He's a He's been around for years, I guess. And so he gave me a ride home. I was like, fuck it, I'll go with this maniac. I don't care about my life or anything.
And he literally kept lowering his prices because he just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
You were like, how much is it? And he's 40, like, oh, it'll be, you know, 25. I don't know. Come on, 20. Just tip me or something. It's like a massage. First, they lay you down. Then they just start sucking it. And then they give you the full fucking release. Whatever you want. You want to fuck, suck, everything.
Hey, listen, okay, man, I just want to go back to my room.
Within seconds of meeting this man, he was on a fucking tirade about getting fucked and sucked by an Asian.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because that's why we got to get him on. We got to get him on.
What's his number? What's his number? I'll call him right now.
His phone number.
Tell him we'll talk to him.
609.
This is a free plug for Big Al, too. Atlantic City Livery. Right.
350.
He'll give you a good price.
2242.
I like that he was haggling himself down just because he wanted friends. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and let him know. We met him in AC. We talked about being on a show. We are live on the air. And, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's get him on the horn.
You got it?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Big Al.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, my friend?
Not bad, not bad. Hey, I was wondering that thing you were talking about the other night. I've been looking for some chicks.
Okay, what do you want to do? You want to go to the massage?
Yeah, I'm looking to get a handy.
I'll give you more than that. It's full service, $200.
Full, like, shower and all?
Shower, massage.
Fuck, suck?
You know, the pre-happy ending, the suck.
Soap?
Yeah, it's all clean. It's immaculate in there. It's safe.
It's safe.
That spot, we go to a different spot.
Are these Orientals or Russians?
Four or five of them.
Are these, so are they Orientals or like Latinas?
They are Korean girls.
Oh, okay, okay, ooh. Gotcha.
Yeah, they're nice.
All right, well, let me get together with my boys and we'll see if we can't. Now, what about some devil's dandruff? Can you get your hands on some devil's dandruff?
I can put you in the right area for that.
Gotcha.
Guys, this guy is the fucking best.
This guy fucking rules.
All right.
I can't deal directly with that. I already have my share of
being. How long has he been doing it?
Did he fix the duct tape back seat?
I can put you in the right direction, you know?
Yeah.
Does he have more than water in the back?
Did you did you ever fix the duct tape back seat yet?
I got a different limo tonight. Tonight. It's got a real nice
interior.
Gotcha.
Holy fuck. This guy all fucking right, man. Rules.
Now, what if I wanted to use the limo with one of the fucking suck chicks?
We have a no sex policy.
Gotcha.
You got a money policy? Can I pay you for it?
I mean, you got a money policy?
I mean, yeah, if you pay the right price, you know, you're
even pay to play with Big Al, dude.
Caves within one fucking offer. He didn't even tell him how much.
All right, Big Al.
Hey, tell him we run a podcast. We want him as a guest. We'll call him. But
hey,
he doesn't know what that is. Tell him we have a radio show. He'll probably know what that is.
He did know the radio.
And, we go see the Mama-sans.
The Mama-sans, dude.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I believe that's the head of the brothel.
The one I usually deal with is immaculate in there.
Ask him if
how much they charge for two cums. I want Tug for two cums.
Yeah, ask him if we could double up.
How much?
Now, so that do they charge extra for two cums? Like, or do I pay for the whole hour so I can go once and then like if I want to go again, like because I gotta have the cool down period. It's like 15 minutes in between.
Yeah. I think
you
can go two rounds.
Okay.
You know? Yes. Fucking Big Al rules.
Remember, the girl's a sex worker. She's trying to make a couple extra dollars.
Right.
God bless.
Kind of love her.
She charged me $20 extra to eat her pussy.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Why would the guy want to do that, though? Why would the guy want to do that? Like, why wouldn't he just put
dirty
why
snatch?
Why wouldn't he just put a cock in his mouth? You know what I mean?
This better blast us up the podcast ratings or else I'm done.
You know, they're trying to get the hustle on, you know. That's... They come to this country, they got to work off their debt.
Oh, hell yeah, Big Al. Tell like it is.
20 or 30 grand out of you, then you know, you're free.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You're free. Right now, she's Korean sex slaves, Big Al.
Right, so that's like sex slaves. That's crazy.
Holy fuck, dude.
That's because like food or something.
It's been a that while since I've done it, so I'm not going to hand them the cash directly. I'm going to put them in like in a top drawer or something like that, right? I got to be careful. Or is this place safe?
No, it's safe.
It's safe. It's definitely safe. Yeah.
What's going to happen? You're going to give the girl the cash. She's going to give it to the mama-san, the house mom.
Now, can I fuck her?
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah, how much to fuck the mama-san?
How much for her?
The house mom?
Yeah.
She's an old lady.
I know.
Tell them you'll pay extra.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like,
well,
sometimes,
got our vices
like,
out.
If
have
I get,
you ever
you know,
heard of someone like pissing on the mama-san?
I don't know, man. She's an older lady. I don't know. My dick wouldn't get hard with that shit.
I'm into that.
Have you ever heard of anybody like pissing on one of the girls?
Nah.
Damn.
I don't think that's, you know, now, what about 2000?
What?
Like 2000. One of my boys wants to pee on a Korean chick. The 2000, you think?
How much to pee in
he
a butt?
He was in the war.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How much did they charge me to pee in a butt?
The Navy, but he got kicked out.
Where are you guys staying at?
Claridge.
The Claridge.
Yeah, we're at Claridge. Nice.
Let me know when you're ready.
How's that?
We'll
get
the crew together.
Call
Big
when
Al,
we're ready.
Did Big Al used to be in the mafia?
Big Al, you used to be in the mafia?
Connected.
No. That was one of my uncles.
Gotcha.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
I was Bigger Al.
So big, yeah. So he was like Bigger Al.
Biggest Al.
Right.
Biggest.
Dad was Bigger Al.
That was Uncle Gigi, man.
My Uncle Gigi.
What happened? They ever found his killer?
Gigi the Wop.
He knew the guy because the guy let the guy in his fucking house for a little sit down. I fucking capped him in the fucking back of the head.
Damn. That motherfucker.
I think he's talking about Goodfellas with Pesci. The scene where he's about to get
That's
made.
Exactly what happened in Goodfellas with Joe Pesci.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Our condolences, Mr.
Hey,
Big
do you
Al.
Know do you know Buffalino by chance?
What's it called?
Buffalino.
Russell.
Buffalino. No,
a guy. Russell Buffalino.
Russell Buffalino.
Okay. You pick up a lot of black guys with the rap.
Do you pick up a lot of like African American men?
Wow,
that's a no. That's a hard
rack
no.
Rack them. That's the right answer.
You charge them extra.
Oh, rack them.
So yeah. So I mean, yeah, I know what you mean.
You're, they know you ain't gonna get a tip, you know what I mean?
Keep going.
Yeah, go on.
Right. So yeah, you so know? So do you have a
Steve,
sign
you missed a golden opportunity here.
That
holy
you keep
fuck.
We stole them.
Yeah.
No, but if you go on List Crawler, right, all the girls say no African. Why the hookers don't want no African American men?
Their piece is too big or why?
If it's because they smell, Steve.
No,
racism.
Oh, I'm asking him. It's a question.
So they come and then they run out the door, but doesn't
even their own race don't want no African.
They are fast. They are fast.
Even their own race.
Damn, Big Al. It's crazy.
Truth to power, Big Al.
Go to List Crawler, the hooker site.
All right. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
He's not lying. When Craigslist is up, it always say no blacks, no blacks, no blacks on all the chicks' ads.
Holy shit.
I swear to God, he's not even lying.
they're gonna fucking rob you. These Asian girls, they don't rob you.
Do you have a funny term that you use for African Americans?
Well, you know, they call them. When I was growing up,
nice knowing you, YouTube.
They call them
titsoons.
Shines.
By the way, Big Al will just talk to anybody. He doesn't even know who the fuck's on the phone.
He has no idea.
All right, Big Al, you're the man. I'll be in touch, okay?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, you got it.
All right, thanks. Bye.
We love you, Big Al.
Oh, my
God. Wow, Big Al coming in.
There you go.
Ha!
Where else are you going to get this kind of entertainment, ladies and gentlemen?
Damn, I got to meet this Big Al.
Nowhere else.
So you guys had a hot Friday night.
Give him my job. He right. can is he available twice a week.
You guys probably look
fucking,
alike.
I suck. That guy is fucking better than anything.
Yeah, that guy fucking rules. Dude.
He has to get. Shit. He had. Yeah,
so, unpack that.
So Victor's getting. I mean, Victor says that Big Al gets paid like for every head that he brings to the Korean shop.
Yeah,
he gets like 20, 30
before Vic even gotta... said that, I knew why he was doing this. He's like a scout. Yeah. He's like a scout. You know what I mean? Right. For the wishy-washies.
What better scout than a limo driver? You know, they probably know every brand
for sure.
of the suit. They're like, oh, he got in. He's wearing a Calvin Klein suit. Let's ask him about this.
I still think we need to do a show from inside the limo.
Yes.
Dude, I'd be down. If we get down to AC, all of us, for sure.
I told Victor, and he's down. We'll set up another date for like this late a couple months or something. Do the same thing, a little Friday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Call Big Al. Get nice and clean. I just want to get.
I love that he got a new limo. Okay, he's like, oh no, the duct tape's gone.
I got a white one tonight.
I'm in a white one now.
He acted all hurt about it. He's like, oh no.
Fucking, yo, you guys remember Big Gay Al from South Park? That's like big straightest dude in the world, Al. That's like
he's
the opposite
a straight version of that.
Of that
he kind of looks like.
Yeah.
That guy fucking is the man. You guys weren't kidding. Shout out Victor. Big Al has a big party bus too.
Oh,
there you
shit,
go.
Dude. He has a big Al has a party bus, Victor says.
We'll get that the party guy, boys in there.
If we ever do shows or do anything and we get a driver, that's the only guy I'm going with. I'm sorry. I'll walk.
You know I'll get him on retainer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get him on retainer. Exactly.
Yeah, Steven, come up here.
He's a hell of a salesman.
When I go back to the dealership, I'll hire him, dude.
Yeah.
He's fucking great. Well, actually, no, he drops his pants too quick. He's like, ah, I don't do that kind of stuff. He's like, what if I have
come
money?
Twice. Yeah, he can
he
come
goes,
twice.
He goes, what if
all
I have
you
money?
Offered him was money?
Yo, and he didn't even give a dollar amount. And he's like, well, now we're talking, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course, as long as
I
watch.
I was just kidding.
Let's see. Yeah, what are we talking? A couple hundred. That's gold right there. I mean, that
really
is a real human being who just picked up a call at whatever 9 o'clock at night from a number he didn't know.
From Texas. It wasn't even like a Jersey area code.
I know. It's a Texas number.
Was that like 10 minutes? He spent 10 minutes of his night just like, oh, I'm going to chit chat with my new friends.
I mean, what does he really have to do?
I know.
The same thing, but with people in AC that he fucking flags down in his limo.
And they're not African Americans, apparently.
Oh my god!
No, they.
So what does he do? Like, what is he? Does he just keep driving, or what if he gets to the party and it's like, oh, Johnson, or he reads the name on the ticket, he's like, Johnson, huh? Well, I'm not picking those up, or those people up. Is that what he says?
Well, he drives.
Larry was
from
with
what
us.
We saw. He was just driving it around like a taxi, looking for a fare.
Oh, so if they're waving it down, he just drives by like he didn't see him.
Yeah,
well,
I would think
half the time, but yeah.
No ditsoons. It says so on the porn
site.
On the jerk-off call. I can't pick you up.
Oh, my God.
Holy fucking shit. That was fucking unreal.
So, Steve, working over at Compound, any beefs? Any names you want to name? Any?
We name a lot of names, Steve.
We name names on this show. Any beefs? Outstanding people?
Least favorite guest?
Least favorite guest. That's
you can do guests.
Who's a pain in the ass to deal with?
So I don't really have beefs with anyone. I'm just happy to be there, guy, for the most part.
Of course.
I start.
I would say my least favorite guest was recently when we had Eli Leibowitz.
Eli,
when he fucking, one of the first things he says to Gino is, you know, did Ari not prep you and tell you how to pronounce my name?
It's Ellie.
It's Ellie.
You know, the first rule of comedy is getting
Gino
the name right.
He put his feet up on the desk and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? That's how you're going to start?
I wonder if he does that shit in an Uber.
He used to call him an MC and say, like, oh, you know, you should know this being an MC. It's the first rule of comedy.
Oh,
my
God.
And Gino's just beside himself. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Yeah, that was good. Imagine him doing that in an Uber drive, in like an Uber. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm here to pick. No, it's pronounced Illy.
Yeah, you get beheaded like that guy in France from the fucking Muslim driving him.
Imagine if he did that to Big Al. He'd be like, I'm not going to take you to Koreans.
Illy, are you a Jew?
Ellie, huh? Get the fuck out of the cab.
Fuck, dude.
So and then come on, who else? Give it who else? Who's a pain in the ass?
Not a problem I have, but someone whose name pops up every now and then and is just irking the people at Compound Media is your
Jim Stanton?
You know, beloved Kevin Brennan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He really irks them.
Yeah, because he's always, I don't know. I never really see
him. I know who he irks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a thing with somebody came on this show because Kevin was talking shit about like, I want nothing to do with any of it. I thought when Brennan was on the network, he was funny, but he's a fucking piece of shit.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble here.
Like, I love everyone at Compound, so they're first. Like,
oh, for sure, man. I don't blame you for that. Sure, sit there, smoke your weed, and laugh, bro. I don't blame you.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I just think it's funny because Kevin Brennan's whole thing is to fucking his show on the network was Burning Bridges.
Yeah.
All he did was talk shit and be shitty to people. So, like, it came to fruition at Compound. And it's like, yeah, well, I guess this is just to be expected, no?
Yeah,
that's how this was supposed to go.
I think anybody could have predicted that season finale, dude.
Yeah.
From episode one.
And then Brian tried to, like, come back in and do the show, which me and Gavin, we were all for it. We were like, yeah, dude, just do it. That'd be funny.
That would have been great.
Kevin's going to get so mad.
Yeah, but
I thought that was great. Yeah, I'm sure you guys did, too.
Yeah, but he was really pissed.
God, yeah.
Now, did Brian actually try? Go ahead, Mead. What are you saying?
The end of that show really took a turn. Took a toll on Brian McCarthy. He's just turned into like a gay shut-in now.
Yeah, he still hasn't recovered.
He just wears his dressing gown and peers out the windows in fucking Upper West Side.
Let's cover Brian the bases here. One.
I like that dude. He was really fucking nice whenever he came in. He was like he was a good solid dude.
Right. He's really been off the rocker since the end of that show though.
But yeah, that after that shit hit the fan, it was just like everyone's gone crazy.
Yeah,
everyone. I remember since that came show in and ended, Bill Schultz's Brian show and fucking that Kevin went fucking. That was it.
Oh yeah.
That was a great day.
What were you saying, Jim?
Well, actually, that brings me to real quick. Since that show ended, Brian has gone to rehab, got four terrible tattoos, sold his house. What other things has he gone down to?
He turned gay at a farm.
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
At a farm.
Got thrown off a farm for being gay.
Right.
And but that brings me to my Steve reminded me like what most on a positive note most memorable days in your tenure at Compound so far, because I know Brian reminds me of we were there for Boozy Boxing and there were some other good days along the way, but I don't even think you were there yet for that. So what sticks out for you?
That was literally my first day.
You were
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we were there.
I swear to God.
You're like, I'm in the right place.
I was producing Anthony's show for the first time ever, and then that got cut off after that week. They gave it to fucking Drew because they were like, who is this guy? Why is he producing the boss's show? But I did that for the first week, and my first show, I think, was the Boozy Boxing one. So I was like, how the fuck do I deal with this?
Yeah.
I think if you go back and watch it, you'll see, like, I'm really putting it together. Like, how do I get this fucking camera here? How does this, like...
Oh, it was madness. Like, me and Mead were there.
What is this mess?
Yeah, yeah, it was madness because he had a ton of people in the show by the time Cumia's show came on in the studio. And
it was a weird fight because, like, Brian really didn't like Gino. And Gino was just like, well, I kind of just don't like this guy because he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
They were like, they had inflatable fists on, but you can tell they were really going for it. They were trying to hurt each other because laughing, like, ha. It was like every pillow fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like someone hit a buddy too hard in a pillow fight when you're a kid, and then he'd just go off on him, kind of. That's a good analogy for that. Yeah, it was a great fight. And like the fact that's so funny, it's your first day, like the fact, because they just cut the show. Yeah. They're like, and now live to the hallway. You know what I mean? And then everyone came back and fuck, dude. Mm.
I do miss Cumia just being appalled because he came on after Brennan and just. Brennan would just say awful shit about everyone that worked. Kevin, what is your problem? Well, I hate everybody. Well, you're not paying me enough. I'm gonna get out of here.
My favorite.
There was a point where Brennan was he was dropping the most N bombs on the network.
Oh,
he wore a hat by leaps and bounds.
And
you guys remember when he wore
no
the
racism.
N-word hat and it didn't say N-word on it? You guys remember that episode back in the day?
Those were the sunglasses days. Those were the N-word days.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever like figure out a way to combat the N-word callers? Because I mean, they stopped kind of like after Kevin's show, pretty much.
Yeah,
on a few of the shows.
Like, there was no way to really stop the "Hey, I'm here to I'm calling in for this question," and then they just start yelling the N-word. Some phone numbers that did it like every day. I think we blocked. But even that it was just like they just kind of stopped because it just stopped being funny. I think
N-word free
like
Monday.
It was funny for a little bit because at Compound Media we're like, come on, just stop saying the N-word.
And Kevin would just laugh and not say anything.
Would you produce
just like, saying it?
I know a fair one was getting bombed with that for a while when they first started.
Right.
And you ever work on a fair one, Steve?
I covered for Drew once or twice, but I never, no.
Oh, okay.
I did it one time, and Tommy was telling a story about, some baseball player, tried to hook up with Tommy's wife, like, right in front of him.
Oh, really, yes, I do remember that story. I can't remember who it was, though. Yeah.
And I thought I was such a little comedic genius, because while he's telling this story about how mad he is and how awful this was, I just put up a highlight reel of the guy hitting dingers. Home run after home run after home run. And fucking Shane just looks into the booth at me just like,
are you serious?
as if to say, like, that's not funny, man. He's going to not be happy about that.
Oh, my God.
I left it up for a good amount of time.
That's so fucking funny.
I can't. It wasn't like Dan Ugla. It was some fucking DHE first base. Just a big doofus that played on the Phillies. Now I can't remember who it was, but it was funny. I only did a fair one a couple of times.
Do you guys clean the shit out of the studio when people like Joe Rogan and stuff come and visit? Like, is it like this? Is Anthony one of those guys like, all right, we gotta, make sure the studio's clean before? Because I can't see that. I don't know.
Anthony is the best boss ever, like all time. Yeah. He does not give a fuck. Like, I'm sure he would say something if the place was an absolute mess.
Yeah, when I went there, it was nice.
No,
people shouldn't. We're just having fun all day. People shouldn't have to tell us don't leave this place a fucking pigsty for when we have actual guests coming in. Like, it's one of those things where just because you want everything to work out and actually give a shit about the job, you're just like, no, we'll clean that.
Yeah,
I've worked places other than this job, this is the first job I had where I give a shit. Everywhere else I've worked, it's like you would have had to tell me explicitly to clean something. I'm not even fucking looking at it.
Yeah.
Here, people are way more active in just doing the right thing because we want shit to work and be nice.
Everybody's just happy to be there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sweet. Yeah.
I like it.
See, what do you got? You have anything? I mean, obviously you're fucking hilarious and I've listened to you on multiple podcasts. Now you're fucking do you have anything coming up? Man. You want to push a little bit?
Yeah, when are you going to try your hand at when are you trying your hand at the old stand up?
I don't want to stand up. Stand up's not my thing, but me and my friends are working and we're going to start doing a show soon.
Oh yeah, nice. Dude.
Dick, there you go.
We have a couple things worked out. It's just going to be a really stupid internet show. It's not going to be anything crazy, but I'm very much looking forward to doing it. Because I love doing this shit. This is just so much fun to shoot the shit and be mean on the internet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Be careful. You'll get enemies out there, dude. They'll come after you.
On Twitter. It'll be fine. Yeah. I don't care about those people.
Sometimes it goes outside of Twitter.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to fight some Zolar, Lord of the fucking ass.
Zolar.
Zoloft. Lord of the antidepressants, dude.
Do we have time? I mean, he is in a garage with jerseys.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have time for a pedophile, possibly.
Oh, yeah, we need to get this guy. Holy
sorry, Steve. You need to
throw this whole show out. Steve, you know about the pedophile?
No, what's happening?
Don't worry. We're going to give you a lightning round question. Just give us the honest answers, okay?
Tell the truth.
That's it. Just tell us the truth. We have to do this to everybody on our show, kind of to be careful in today's environment. You understand.
Yes. I fuck it. Is that the first question?
No, not yet. Paul, do you have your sunglasses?
That was question number two.
That's the right answer, though.
I don't have my shades. They're in the car.
Motherfucker!
It's all right. All right, Stevie. Do you drive a van?
Yes. No.
All right. Perfect. Have you ever been in an AOL chat room?
Yes.
All right. Okay. What's that? What's the age of consent in your state?
17.
That was quick.
Wow. That was quick. Wow. Yeah, that was very fast. That was fast.
Got to know if you want to fuck a 17-year-old.
All right. It's legal. Gain points with that.
How many times have you been to Disney World or land?
Twice.
Were you a kid? How old?
Both times. I think second time was 11. First time I was a fucking little four-year-old.
That's fine. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't
count. Let it slide.
Let's see.
Yeah, Disney World's gay. I don't want to go back there.
Bonus points again.
Are you aroused by midgets?
No, they freak me out.
What about me?
I think it is funny, though, to call someone a pedophile who fucks a midget. That's a very funny.
Yeah, it is. I just like
my exes are pedophiles.
He's doing well. I think you already passed, but
Thailand.
Oh yeah, last but not least, have you ever been to Thailand, Stevie?
No.
All right, he passed, dude. He said very he nice fucked job. Kids before the test, and he still passed, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, we need to get new questions, man.
Congrats.
I need new questions, right, dude. I haven't been writing them because we kind of stopped for a little bit.
It's all right. We somebody has to fail this thing. I'm surprised Hung Young didn't. I had my finger on the eject button. So anyways.
By the way, the AOL chat room thing, I that was another thing I only did as a kid, and it was where I would try out how can I make the N-word funny. On the internet.
All right, so now none of those, you aced it then. Even that question doesn't count against you then. Holy fuck.
I was just an 18-year-old female from California when I was in AOL chat room.
That was your ASL, Jim? 18FCA?
Yeah.
I would just say dirty words in the chat until I got kicked out. And then just go to another bus. Chat.
AOL was a wild place.
AOL was the Wild West, dude. I was in an AOL.
ASL, baby, all day.
ASL. Yeah.
How many dudes do you think we talked to on this?
Oh, tons. I think they were all dudes.
I think they were all AOL dudes.
The whole time.
Yeah, I don't
there
think
no Instagram
time,
or Snapchat to entice
they sold
them.
It, though. They sold it. As long as they sold it,
huh?
I don't care, man.
Exactly.
Woman.
Can we get a tour of that garage?
Sure.
Mine? Who? No. There's three of us in a garage.
Yeah, who?
Let me see.
See what he's got dealing with.
All right. Can I turn my camera around here? No? Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to do it MTV crib style. So here's the
let's do a crib style.
We got the spare TV here. Fuck. Turn around. That's the regular TV.
Wow, rubbing it right in Mead's face.
I got two hooked up.
GameCube, classic.
Tell me,
damn.
You have double dash.
One of the questions
there?
Was, do you play Super Smash Brothers?
Oh, that was one of the old questions.
Not really.
Here's a fucking nerd question. Do you have the HDMI adapter for that?
I do, but I don't need it with this TV. Oh, it's got the right plugs. This TV, by the way,
again, rubbing it in your face, me.
Good at all. This TV, it's like one of the first flat screens. It weighs about 500 fucking pounds.
Oh yeah,
that's why it's in the fucking garage.
I know a couple of people I get sent over there to ruin that TV.
Yeah.
All right, so I got fish tank with no fish in it.
That's probably better.
We got the mini fridge. Stocked with a little bit of beer.
A little bit of beer, some waters for the morning after. Probably.
A classic fridge, I like
it. We got the table hockey.
Hell
oh,
yeah!
Sick. Oh, you see that? Mead Rangers hockey. Rangers
the
versus
Stiga.
Shots.
Can't go wrong with the Stiga table
right.
hockey.
He's also a fucking San Jose Sharks fan, apparently. So
I like the Sharks. It's my West Coast team. I'm a Ranger fan, though. I don't get
damn,
it weird.
How'd you get them both on the same table? Was that chance? Or like, does it have like cutouts?
No, I'm a faggot. You can buy the little things. So I put them both on there.
Sit there and painted. You painted them under a magnet.
Yeah, like, my little hockey figurines. Miniatures. Yeah. I put a little paint on them. There's the fucking weight set. It's where I got smoked.
Nice.
I used
sick.
To
oh, let's go, baby.
And here's where I do all the drinking and shit.
That's a proper garage.
Nice.
That's a man's garage.
That is a man's garage.
Fair enough. Steve, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I'm sure we'll be running into each other soon. I think I'm doing In Hot Water this week or next week. I don't know.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Bro, thanks for coming on.
Many time, man. A lot of fun. Yes, Big Al. What a fucking.
Oh, my God. That's fucking gold. I can't wait to listen back to that later tomorrow.
I know. You guys could hear it good?
Oh, it was perfect, dude. I was pissing myself.
Hell yeah. The new logo will go up tonight on as the thumbnail for this. I'm still uploading it.
Oh, yeah. The new logo is fire.
And
I love that.
Sportscast should be back up on all platforms. Well, actually, it's not on iTunes yet, but it's on every other platform. I don't know why the first one got taken down. You know, we got people after us, whatever. So it should be back up. I had to make a whole.
Yeah. Day. Yeah. That was a good one. The last one was a good one. First one was, we got a guest this Thursday. We're going to knock it out of the park. Shit's coming down the stream.
Damn. So we got four guests this week, I believe. Unless
by the way, how did Hung Young go?
Oh,
I know
man.
I'm supposed to be on with her last week, but I had a death in the family, which was
amazing. Hey, we're glad to have
I lost a little bit of brain.
Hey, let's just say we wish you were here. We'll leave it.
Let's
at that.
Just say I almost walked off my own show.
So That is.
I wish I was here for that.
Yeah,
you got time, Steve. Go listen to it. It was amazing.
Keep the volume level down.
It was so fucking funny, dude.
How long was it? Was it an hour?
It was over an hour.
Longer than it should have been.
Yeah, it was over an hour.
Well, luckily we had random on for the last 15 minutes and just let them go at it,
oh,
go at
man.
Each other. So
that's a fun autism fight.
Oh my god. You
don't autistic people are like magnets. Either they stick together or they really don't fucking like each other. That's what I've noticed. They're like fucking.
I feel like they never like each other. Yeah, you can't make them fucking hang out and leave you alone.
They're wild.
When I was bartending, I experienced that firsthand.
Where have you seen that On the Spectrum show?
Oh, dude, so good.
Love on the Spectrum.
I saw the trailer for it, and I can't actually watch that.
I'm 27 years old, and I like dinosaurs.
My name's Michael, and these are my quarters.
Dude, those people are bad. God bless them. They're better than me. I got to take some. I took some notes when I won.
What do we got?
Anyway, sorry.
All right, boys. Check out the website. It's getting dust on it. The new shirts are coming up, though. Send me your ideas for shirts, fellas. If you guys want to put one up there, we need a Finn shirt, offensive or something. I don't know. SkiMaskCollective.com. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/SkiMaskCollective. We got some old episodes going up this week and some other content coming up soon with me and Stancil and some other stuff coming. Matt, I hope you pick a fucking nice TV with that budget. Rub it in, man. Get a glass case put around it.
Hey, Matt, you want my spare TV? I got a spare.
I'm not taking it.
He'll give you $420 for it.
I'm going to get a dumb one.
A 36-incher right there.
Oh, wow.
He's got $420 just to buy a new one.
I'm replacing it like per spec to what the one I had was that some savage cunt broke.
Dean, how much more money do you need?
That's it. I'm throwing in the rest to upgrade just a little bit.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Yo, yeah. Shout out Danielle for putting that GoFundMe on too, man. Fucking Danielle, whatever her name is. Ashley. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm mixing up broads now.
Ashley Thornton.
From Danielle California, too. Right?
Ashley set up the GoFundMe, so shout out to that fucking weirdo.
I love Ashley. Shout out Ashley. Shout out Danielle.
Love you,
too.
Ashley. You're the best.
Good eggs all around.
Good eggs.
But I'm going to Best Buy tomorrow.
You can get a 70-inch right now at Walmart for $450.
Yep.
Ashley says you get a $20,000 flat screen.
That's what I want you to get, a $20,000.
Maybe Kumia needs that or something for playing like naked person games. I don't know.
Oh, Rust. Yeah, I always hear him talking about Rust.
Yeah, but that's it.
Jesus. Yeah. All right, boys. We'll be back Wednesday with Karen Feehan, I hope, as long as she doesn't cancel. And
I have some peace to make of that.
Yeah, send her a dick pic, Stancil. So she'll definitely come on.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Be sure
what
to use.
Hold on.
Oh, Karen,
I've been blocked for
what
years.
What happened with Karen?
He's been taking.
I've been blocked for years, and we hung out Saturday. We had a good time. She was a good egg, and but I'm still blocked. So we're gonna have to get to the bottom.
Why'd she block you?
I think I called her old. It was something Kevin Brennan related.
We used to really fuck with people, Steve, before we started doing this show. Anyways.
All right, boys.
I'll see you on Wednesday or sooner.
Love you, Steve.
Love you, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Love